Hi, I'm Nicole Schumann, the Community Food Systems Agent in Prince Edward County, and also the coordinator for the Heart of Virginia Buy Fresh, Buy Local chapter. The Heart of Virginia Buy Fresh, Buy Local chapter represents farms and food businesses across 11 counties, including Amelia, Appomattox, Buckingham, Brunswick, Charlotte, Cumberland, Halifax, Lunenburg, Mecklenburg, Nottoway, and Prince Edward. And with me today, I have Kathy from Cedar Shade Farm in Cumberland. Hey.
Good morning. How are you, Nicole?
Doing well. So to start us off, could you just give us maybe a little bit of the backstory of Cedar Shade, how you ended up where you are and what you grow?
Yes. We moved out to Cumberland County. We actually live in Cartersville 13 years ago, and we had horses, and we, as our horses got older, we had pasture and land, and we're like, we really need to do something with this. And mm-hmm. I've always been an animal person and started thinking about maybe adding cattle to mm-hmm. our small farm. And so I did a lot of research, found the breed that I liked, which is Irish Dexter cattle. Mm-hmm. And I visited like 5 farms in Virginia mm-hmm. And decided, yes, this is definitely what we want to do. So that started about 8 years ago that we started with Irish Dexter cattle.
So you really did your homework on that.
I did, yes.
And what else do you raise other than the cattle? I know you've got a couple of other yes. animals on the farm.
Yes. About 5 years ago, we introduced the Berkshire pig. Mm-hmm. Again, I did research when I decided I wanted to have mm-hmm. pigs. So I researched all the breeds mm-hmm. and decided on the Berkshire pig because of their high quality of meat. Mm-hmm. And that's what we wanted to focus on mm-hmm. was, you know, to provide quality meat, pork mm-hmm. products mm-hmm. for, you know, for consumers and for ourselves.
Absolutely. And so that's the rationale for going with the Berkshire pig. And why the Irish Dexter cattle? What was it that drew you to them?
Well, the Irish Dexter cattle are probably, they're a smaller breed of mm-hmm. cattle, but they are a true breed. They're not a man-made breed. They are a true breed. They take about 1/2 acre per cow.
Okay.
And when you have a smaller farm and acreage, you can mm-hmm. actually have, you know, maybe a couple more, you know, cows than you would have mm-hmm. If you had like an Angus or Hereford breed. Mm-hmm. We, they also are genetically predisposed to promote bulk with grass feeding only.
Oh,
so we
nice.
Don't do any grain feeding at all.
It's for your cattle.
Correct. Mm-hmm. It is all grass fed. Mm-hmm. They require very little intervention. They're a very hardy breed. They're pretty docile in their personality. Mm-hmm. So they're easy to be around. Easy calving. So we haven't had, you know, issues with that. So they've really worked out well.
Really a great breed for the smaller farmer out
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Yes.
Awesome. And so for anyone who's maybe interested in buying from you, in buying some of your products.
Yes.
Well, in touch.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can, to get in touch with us, we have a website. It's www.cedarshadefarm.com. Mm-hmm. And on there, you can email us. We also have our phone numbers mm-hmm. on the website, so you can contact us. We sell grass-fed beef. We also sell breeding stock.
Okay.
If you decide that you may want to get into Dexter cattle.
Nice.
We also, you know, if you want to come and visit to see the breed, kind of like what I did before I decided, mm-hmm. You know, we always welcome visitors. And, you know, if you contact us through the website, we will definitely get back in touch with you.
Great. Well, thank you so much. And I want to take a moment to also thank our Buy Fresh, Buy Local sponsors. Those are Farm Credit, Benchmark Community Bank, Prince Edward County Farm Bureau, the Bank of Charlotte County, and of course, WFLO for giving us the airtime today. My name is Nicole Schumann, and if you're interested in becoming a Heart of Virginia Buy Fresh, Buy Local member or a sponsor, you can contact me at 434-392-4246 or nks49@vt.edu. Thanks.